This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The beef market is dynamic worldwide. The United States was once the world's largest beef importer. Now it's China. The exporting countries like New Zealand, Australia, Uruguay, and others are focusing on shipping more of their beef to Hong Kong, mainland China, and Vietnam. At the same time, U.S. beef exports are slipping. Realignment in a dynamic world market, explained by an economist in a moment.
Here's John Prue, farmer and landowner at Prue Farms.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Enbridge reminds you to call 811 or click before you dig. Visit Enbridge.com/811 to learn more.
Late last week, the United States Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Meat Export Federation released the latest U.S. meat export numbers that account for all months this year up to August. According to Oklahoma State University Extension livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel, in a conversation with Radio Oklahoma Ag Network Farm Director Ron Hayes, the reported performance of beef exports during the month of August were somewhat disappointing. Peel says the truth of the situation is much more complex than it seems on the surface.
We've been had some concerns this year on beef. On the import side, we moderated a little bit. We've been up slightly. We actually moderated that a little bit, kind of relieving some of those concerns. We're seeing more of the imports coming from North American sources, Mexico and Canada. We're seeing significantly less from New Zealand, for example, which speaks to another issue, and that is that a lot of flows of beef around the world are being redirected into China right now, and certainly what we see in New Zealand is part of that. On the export side, again, the August numbers were not too good from that. We're kind of holding our own. We're down about 3.8% for the year to date. We were down over 9% in August. So, again, some struggles continue there. Obviously, part of that is related to the trade issues that we have. But a lot of it is just these dynamics. There's a lot of dynamics right now in global beef flows.
China is the big player in the world market for beef.
The data right now still separates mainland China from Hong Kong, which is really part of China, and you can almost include Vietnam in terms of the flows because we've had a lot of meat flow through Vietnam in recent years. On its own, on the mainland China data, it's the biggest beef importing country in the world as of the last year or two, and if you add Hong Kong, it's actually been the biggest market for 3 or 4 years, far and away above the U.S., which historically was the biggest beef importing country. We've historically imported a lot of beef from Australia and New Zealand. Both of those now have China, I believe, as their biggest export market.
Japan purchases were skewed away from the U.S. this year due to implementation of the Trans-Pacific Partnership that did not include the United States.
Largely done deal with Japan. It's not finalized yet, and some of the details are still missing. But, this is going to help because one of the things we were beginning to see in our export data was the impacts of the tariff preferences that other countries had under the revised version of TPP, which we were not part of. Now we have an agreement that's essentially going to get us back kind of on track to be par with those countries, put us back on sort of a level playing field. And so that's going to help relieve some of that pressure going forward.
That's Dr. Darrell Peel, a livestock economist with Oklahoma State University. That's Profit Matters. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.